Have you ever eaten too much food? Think about Thanksgiving. You eat all that turkey, eat all that stuffing. You overeat. Your pants are busting. You're all tired. You're lethargic. That's a word, right? Lethargic's a word. All right, guys, overeating is rarely a good thing. And there's a lot of things that people overdo in their life. You know, we overeat, we overdrink. That's usually always a mistake. Like, when's the last time you woke up sober and said, man, I regret this? All right. So you oversleep. People can over-medicate. They can overwork. There's a lot of things that we can overdo. And one of the things I've noticed with home improvement contractors is they often steal from their families because they overthink their pricing. They overthink their estimates when they're pecking away late at night and they're second guessing things and they're overthinking it and they don't hit send and they go get a sandwich out of the fridge at midnight and they come back and they're like, they look at it again and then they negotiate against themselves. They lower the price because all you do is second guess yourself. You're up all night second guessing yourself, overthinking your pricing. You overthink it because you're thinking about the going rate. Well, guys in my area charge this. In fact, that's one of my biggest pet peeves. When I go on a social media group of contractors and I see these posts where guys are like, hey, what's the going rate to build a shed? What's the going rate to paint a room? All right, guys, this is the most ridiculous question that you can be asking yourself, truthfully, because most contractors don't know their damn numbers. And yet you're worried about the going rate. Okay. Or they're thinking about, they're overthinking their estimates because they're thinking about, well, I got to be competitive with all the unlicensed guys or the illegals or my competitors. And you fill in the blank because we've all done it. Every single one of us has done this. We overthink it because we attempt also, this is a big no-no here. We attempt to read the mind of the prospect. And we make up stories about what they're going to think about the price. Oh man, there's no way they're going to go for this. Oh man, you know, something like this. And they live in this neighborhood and, you know, they don't drive really nice cars. There's no, they're going to think this is way too expensive. Guys, just think of all the ways that you are pulling the trigger with friendly fire in your pricing. It's ridiculous.
Our Strong Leader Live event in Florida in April is going to be full of hot seats and great workshop material to help you walk away with at least $1 million worth of ideas for you to implement in your business. But here's a bonus that a lot of people don't think of. You're going to get to hang with me, Mike Michalowicz, the Fight Team members, rub elbows, rub shoulders with other FWs in the community who are winning at high levels in their business. And that's where the real magic happens. So don't drag your feet. Hit the link. Join us in Florida for Strong Leader Live. I'm out.
All right. Now, real quick, I want to give you a resource here before I forget, because I've already forgotten twice. And I just remembered. Guys, go to thecontractorfight.com/50. All right. We got a sheet there that takes all the thinking out of it for you. You got to plug in a few things. You hit boom and it says charge this. All right. So that you're making at least a 50% gross profit. All right, guys, don't put these stories in your mind that the client's going to think it's outrageous. Don't tell yourself there's no way they're going to pay for it. Don't care about the going rate. All right. All these stories erode your confidence and insecurity gains ground. Think about that. One of the things that we teach in Battleground, the first module we teach inside our group coaching program is confidence in numbers, in your numbers, confidence in numbers. Your numbers. Your numbers are the only numbers that matter. You have to have confidence in those. But guys, when you let all these other stories come in and you're BSing yourself, your confidence erodes away. Insecurity creeps in, and that's never a good thing. So how do we move from insecurity to confidence in numbers? Number one, tell yourself the truth. What's the truth? The truth is there are plenty of people who are willing and excited to pay whatever the hell number comes out of your mouth. You have to believe that. That is a truthful statement. There are many that aren't, but there are many who are very willing to pay for higher value, to pay for a better experience, to pay for a company that has a strong brand, for professionalism, for good communication, not a to-do list at the end of the project and all this other bullshit that so many contractors leave behind. So if you want to go from insecurity to confidence, you have to start telling yourself the truth. When you're sitting there at night going, hey, there's no way they're ever going to go for this. Throw a but in there. But you know what? This is probably the client that's gonna. All right. And then don't negotiate against yourself. Start by telling yourself the truth. Second thing, implement the perfect pricing formula. Is that PPF? Yeah, PPF. Let's made that up. Perfect pricing formula. Whatever the job costs me to do times at least two equals what I sell the job for. All right. So if supplies and materials cost you $5,000, and you figure up the man hours of the job and you pay your crews and your subs or whatever, and that's going to be $10,000. That's a total of $5,000 plus $10,000 is $15,000. Okay. That's what it's costing you. That's the check you get to write to produce the project for the client. Multiply that number times two, sell it at that and not a dime less. You are worth it. And that's what I gave you at thecontractorfight.com/50. Third thing. Help you go from insecurity to confidence in your numbers. Mind your own damn business. Okay? Mind your own business. My numbers are the only numbers that matter to me. Your numbers should be the only numbers that matter to you. I don't care what others charge because, like we said before, most don't know their numbers. So why would you give a shit? You don't know what he's paying himself. You don't know what your competitor's overhead is. You don't even know what their production rates are. Think about that for a second. It's not just what they're charging. It's how much time are they bidding the job for? Maybe they're cheaper than you because they've figured out a way to produce the job in half the time. And so there's maybe they're kicking ass in their profit. You don't know. And to waste time and energy and focus trying to figure that shit out and worried about what they're charging is a bunch of BS. So you got to mind your business if you want to have confidence in your numbers. Guys, the financial control that you desire is not far away. Choose to live in confidence. Choose your profit. Choose your future. I'm out.